上一次我们交通到但以理书第二章。
Last time we talked about Daniel chapter 2.
讲到尼布甲尼撒的梦。
We talked about Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
他梦见一个大象。
He dreamed of a great image.
包括了金银铜铁。
And this image included gold, silver, bronze, and steel.
我们知道这讲到要来的是个大的帝国。
And we know this speaks of the four coming empires.
然后最后神的国来到，他要掌权一直到永远。
And then God's kingdom will come and he will reign over the world forever.
这是但以理书第二章告诉我们的。
This is Daniel chapter 2.
然后上次我们也提到但以理书第七章。
And last time we also mentioned Daniel chapter 7.
这个时候呢已经经过了五十年了。
At this time it is 50 years later.
但以理也做了一个梦。
Daniel had a dream.
他做的梦呢，跟尼布甲尼撒的梦其实非常的相近。
This dream is very similar to Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
但他是梦见的四个大的兽从海中上来。
But he dreamed of four beasts that came from the seas.
但以理是一个属灵的人。
Daniel is a spiritual person.
从一个属灵人的眼光，他看见了帝国的本质。
From a spiritual perspective, he sees what the reality of man's kingdom is.
人的帝国像野兽。
Man's kingdom is like a beast.
凶狠残暴。
It is violence and it is cruel.
然后最后我们看见敌基督要出现，那是讲到人的国来到了尽头。
And then we see the Antichrist will come, and it will be the end of man's kingdom.
然后神的国就来到。
Then God's kingdom will come.
所以今天我们应当学习让神在我们心中建立他的国度。
Today we need to let God establish His kingdom in our hearts.
在我们心中来管理我们。
He must rule in our hearts.
学习来顺服他的话。
We must learn to obey His commandments.
他不仅是我们的救主，他也是我们的主。
He is not only our Savior, but He is also our Lord.
所以当他回来的时候，我们可以跟他一同作王掌权。
So when he returns, we can reign with him.
但以理书第八章告诉我们。
In chapter 8, it tells us.
讲到马代波斯跟希腊帝国的兴起。
It speaks of the beginning of Medes and Persia and the emergence of Greece.
然后我们看见亚历山大死了之后呢，希腊分成四个国家。
And we see that after the death of Alexander,Greece becomes four regions.
然后特别提到北国叙利亚要出现一个非常凶恶的王。
And it specifically mentions the northern kingdom Syria will have a very evil king.
那是预表将来那个敌基督要出现。
This king represents the Antichrist.
当你读到但以理书十一章的时候
，When you read Daniel chapter 11,
他特别讲到希腊四个国度里面呢，他特别提到北国跟南国。
You read that Greece becomes four regions, and it specifically mentions the northern and southern kingdoms.
那北国叙利亚跟南国的埃及呢，常常征战。
So the northern kingdom Syria and the southern kingdom Egypt is constantly at war.
而耶路撒冷正好在他们的中间。
And Jerusalem is sandwiched between them.
而且你读的时候呢，你会发觉它一直讲到末了。
And when you read this, it always speaks of the end.
所以这跟我们发生关系。
So this is related to us.
那今天我们的重点是在第九章。
Today our focus is on chapter 9.
我们是要讲到七十个七的预言。
We will speak of the prophecy of 70 times 7.
这是圣经里面最重要的一个预言之一。
This is a very important prophecy among the Bible.
我们在第九章第一节、第二节给我们看见。
We know that in chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, it shows us.
他讲到大利乌元年的时候，但以理读耶利米书，他知道耶路撒冷荒凉的年数呢是七十年为满。
That in the first year of King Darius, Daniel reads the book of Jeremiah, and we understand that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem.
那这时候离这个时间还有两年。
At this time, there are two remaining years before this desolation.
所以呢，他就禁食祷告。
So he fasts and prays.
你知道，但以理是一个非常忙碌的人。
Daniel is a very busy person.
他是当时那个帝国的总理。
He is what's considered the prime minister of that region.
但他仍然 读神的话，而且他根据神的话来祷告。
But he finds the time to read the word of God and prays according to his words.
他不是说还有两年呢，就在那边等而已。
He does not say that there are two remaining years and I will sit and wait.
他晓得神让他知道这件事情是要叫他去祷告。
He knows that God allows him to see these things so that he can pray.
所以呢，好叫神的旨意成就。
So that through his prayer, God's will can be fulfilled.
所以他就禁食祷告，承认他们的罪。
So he fasts, he prays, and he confesses his sins.
他说到神是公义的。
He claims that God is righteous.
他们受刑罚是他们应当得的。
And that the punishment is deserved.
但是他说神是怜悯的，是守约的神。
But he says that God is merciful and keeps his covenant.
所以他求但以理就求神纪念他的话，使他的话呢能够应验。
So Daniel asks God to remember his words so that he can fulfill his covenant.
你知道神是无所不能的。
God can do all things.
但是神要人跟他同心。
But God wants man to have one heart with him.
所以好借着祷告呢，叫神的旨意能够成就。
So that through prayer they can do things according to his will.
所以我们应当要学但以理。
So we must learn from Daniel.
我们要好好读神的话。
We must read God's words.
我们应当为神的旨意来祷告。
We must pray according to God's will.
我们必须与神同心。
And we must have one heart with him.
那如果你读第九章的时候，你会发觉我们有很多地方可以来学习的，有关于祷告方面的事情。
If you read chapter 9, you can see many examples of how to pray.
第九章第四节你看见但以理他有一个认罪的灵。
In chapter 9, verse 4, it shows us that Daniel has the spirit of confession.
而且呢，他是站在百姓的地位在那里祈求。
And that he stands in the position of his people to plead with God.
所以九章五节你看见他上面说我们犯罪作孽。
So in chapter 9, verse 5, we have sinned and committed iniquity.
他没有说是他们犯罪，他说是我们犯罪。
He does not say they have sinned. He says we have sinned.
然后九章七节呢，他讲到主啊，你是公义的。
In chapter 9, verse 7, he says, O Lord, righteousness belongs to you.
但是九章九节他又说，主我们的神是怜悯饶恕人的。
But in 9, verse 9, Lord, our God belongs mercy and forgiveness.
然后十三节你读到后面有一段非常宝贵的话，他说我们却没有求耶和华我们神的恩典，使我们离开，使我们回头离开罪孽，明白你的真理。
At the end of verse 13, there are some valuable words. Yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth.
所以你看见离开罪孽，需要恩典的，需要祷告的。
So we understand that to leave sin or to leave our iniquities, we must have mercy and we must have prayer.
而且我们需要明白真理。
And we must understand truth.
明白真理的人，使我们能够离开罪孽。
So in order to leave our sin, we must understand truth.
然后九章十六节，你看到他说：“主啊，求你按你的大仁大义，使你的愤怒和怒气和愤怒转离。”
In chapter 9, verse 16, O Lord, according to all our righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away.
然后十八节那边后面他特别讲了：“我们在你面前恳求，原不是因自己的义。”乃是因你的大怜悯。
And at the end of verse 18, for we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies.
那十九节后面一段，他说：“我的神啊，因这城和这民都是称为你名下的。”
And at the end of verse 19, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name.
所以你看见但以理是一个认识神的人，也是知道怎么来祷告的人。
So we see that Daniel not only knows God, but he knows how to pray.
你读到二十一节的时候，你会发觉，但以理在那里祷告，结果呢，加百列就出现了。
We see in verse 21 that while Daniel is praying, Gabriel appears.
你知道，如果你读路加福音第一章
，If we read Luke chapter 1,
那每次加百列出现的时候，都是带来好消息的。
Every time Gabriel appears, he brings glad tidings.
但你读这一处的时候，你会发觉他这次带的消息不太好。
But when you read this chapter, it shows us that his news is not very good.
因为他说到是受膏者， 必被剪除一无所有。
Because he brings news that the Messiah shall be cut off.
但对我们来讲，其实还是一个好消息。
But to us, it is still good news.
因为借着弥赛亚为我们定死复活，我们才可以跟他同死同复活。
Because of the Messiah and his death and resurrection, we can now die and resurrect with him.
虽然他被剪除一无所有，我们却得到了万有。
Even though he is cut off, we receive everything.
然后九章二十二节那边后面也提到一句话，他说哦，但以理啊，现在我出来要使你有智慧有聪明。
In verse 22, towards the end, it says, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand.
所以智慧跟祷告是从智慧跟聪明是从祷告来的。
So wisdom and understanding comes from prayer.
你知道但以理盼望七十年满了以后呢，神的话能够应验。
Daniel hopes that in 70 years, God will fulfill his words.
但是神的答应超过他所求所想的。
But God's answer goes beyond Daniel's hopes and expectations.
神启示他以色列人将来的整个将来的结果都把他启示了。
God reveals to him the outcome of all of Israel.
所以神常常回答我们的祷告超过我们所求所想的。
Oftentimes, God always answers us beyond our hopes and expectations.
九章二十四节就说到这一段话。
It says this in Daniel chapter 9 verse 24.
他说为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了七十个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。
70 times 7 are determined for your people and for your holy city.To finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for your iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy.
这里就说到神的旨意向他的百姓是什么。
And this is the purpose for God's people.
他要赦免他们一切的过犯。
He will forgive all transgressions.
他要拯救他们。
He will save them.
然后所有的预言都要应验
and all prophecies will be fulfilled.
而且至圣者要受膏
and he will anoint the most holy.
所以神在时间上定了七十个期
so God appointed a time frame of 70 times 7.
那借着这段时间呢，神要完成对他百姓所定规的旨意
and the appointed time is to complete what he has determined for his people.
那七十个七是怎么开始的呢
？So where does the 70 times 7 begin？
所以九章二十五节就告诉我们，乃是从初令重新建造耶路撒冷的时候开始的。
It tells us in Daniel chapter 9 verse 25 that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem。
所以这不是我们所常知道的古列元年发生的事情哦。
So this is not the first year of King Cyrus.
也根据以斯拉记第一章告诉我们，古列元年的时候呢，他允许百姓回去建造圣殿。
We understand in Ezra chapter 1 that the first year of King Cyrus, he allowed them to return to build their temple.
不是这里所讲到的圣城。
Not the holy city.
是在尼希米记第二章那边所记载的。
It is recorded in Nehemiah chapter 2.
那是讲到亚达薛西二十年的时候呢，他下令建城开始。
It is in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes that they are allowed to return to their holy city and rebuild it.
那是大概是在主前445年。
This is roughly 445 BC.
从那个时候开始呢，七十乘七就开始，七十个七就开始。
That is the beginning of the 70 times 7.
这就是为什么你读旧约的时候，你发觉以色列的历史书到了尼希米就结束了。
And this is why Nehemiah is the last book of history.
也不需要再记载了。
Because you do not need to record it anymore.
因为从那里开始呢，七十个七就开始了。
Because this is the beginning of the 70 times 7.
那第一个七个七个七啊，就是四十九年，哦，那就恢复了。 耶路撒冷的城墙街道，而且呢，它是在非常艰难中完成的。
The first seven times seven represents 49 years that were spent to rebuild the city and streets of Jerusalem, even though there were troublesome times.
所以你看见七十个七里面啊，第一个七乘七，四十九年呢，完成了耶路撒冷的重建。
So we see that in the 70 times 7, the first set of 7 times 7, the city was rebuilt.
然后接下来呢，又有一个六十二个七。
Then there's a 62 times 7.
然后呢，受膏者要被剪除，一无所有。
And the Messiah is cut off.
所以从一开始到现在呢，就经过了六十九个七了，就是四百八十三年呢，啊，我们的主呢，果然被钉在十字架上。
So from the time they rebuilt the city to 62 times 7 later,
总共有四百八十三年。
It's roughly 483 years after.
就在主后三十二年呢，我们的主终于被钉十字架。
It is roughly 32 AD where the Messiah was crucified.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你要算这个时间的话，你要特别要注意一点。
But brothers and sisters, if you are to calculate this time period,
因为圣经用的年啊。一年是三百六十天。
You must realize that the Bible uses a calendar year of 360 days.
那我们的日历呢？一年平均来讲是三百六十五又四分之一天。
And the calendar year for our year is 365 and a quarter days.
所以你看，经过四百八十三年之后啊，正好来到主后三十二年。
So after 483 years, it is roughly 32 AD.
那是我们的主被钉在十字架上。
And this is when the Messiah was crucified.
然后剩下最后一个七了。
And then there's the last seven.
那这个七之前，就是说这个七来到之前呢，有一些事情要发生的。
Before the last seven occurs, there are some things that will happen.
就是九章二十六节这边提到啊，他说必有一王的名来毁灭这城和圣所。
In chapter 9, verse 26, people of the prince who is to come that will destroy the city and the sanctuary.
所以果然，在主后七十年，罗马的提多太子就来毁灭了耶路撒冷和圣殿。
So 70 years after Christ, Prince Titus from Rome will come to destroy the city and sanctuary.
然后从那个时候就一直到末了要发生什么事呢？
And from that time till the end, what will happen?
26节后面就讲了，他说至终必有洪水冲没，必有战争，一直到底，荒凉的事已经定了。
It tells us at the end of verse 26, the end of it shall be with a flood, and until the end of the war, desolations are determined.
所以你看主后七十年啊，一直到今天以色列整个家啊，就像一个荒凉的家。
So after 70 years of Christ till today, the Israelites are in this desolation.
就像这里所说的。
Like it says here.
两千年来，啊，他们的情形就是这个样子。
For 2,000 years, this is the circumstance of the Israelites.
然后在最后一个七来到之前呢，发生了一件事情。
And before the last seven occurs, something will happen.
这就是以色列很奇妙的，他在1948年5月14号，他复国了。
The kingdom of Israel is restored in 1948.
这是一个奇迹。
This is a miracle.
一个国家被毁灭了这么久以后，啊，这么多年。
A nation that has been destroyed for so many years.
他没有土地，没有政府。
They have no land and they have no government.
他们被分散在各地，但却没有被同化。
They were scattered, but they did not assimilate.
而且他还能复国。
Yet they can be restored.
你看，正好应验了神的话。
This fulfills God's words.
但是即使他复国了，你知道他旁边都是仇敌。
Even after the restoration, there are still many enemies around them.
所以他们的安全一直是一个问题。
So their safety is still an issue.
甚至他们想要用土地来换和平，但是还是很难。
They trade land to try and make peace.
你看，他们现在就是这样的情形。
And we see that this is their current condition.
然后到末了的时候，你看会出来一个人。
And at the end, there will come a man.
是公认的大政治家。
He's a great politician.
而且是一个和平的缔造者。
And he's also a peacemaker.
他能够保证给以色列和平。
And he can promise a treaty for the Israelites.
而且他跟以色列签了七年的合约。
And he signs a seven-year treaty with them.
然后到了末了这个时候呢，发生什么事情呢？就是我们如果读第九章二十七节，中间有提到一句话，就是一妻之半，他必使祭祀与贡献之息。
And at the end, it tells us in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, but in the middle of the seven, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering.
换句话说呢，他跟以色列签约了七年，保证他们和平。
In other words, he signs a treaty with the Israelites to promise peace.
而以色列呢，在这个时候呢，很可能他的圣殿就 建起来了。
And at this time, the Israelites may be able to restore their temple.
今天是不可能的。
Today it is impossible.
因为上面是清真寺，回教的清真寺。
Because above the temple is a mosque.
所以你看见这个人他有办法。
So we see that this man has a solution.
但就在三年半的时候他就毁约了。
But in 3.5 years, he destroys this treaty.
就是这里讲的一妻之半，他必使祭祀与贡献之息。
So it says, but in the middle of the seven, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering.
这个时候他的真面目就显出来了。
And this is when his real face appears.
他就是那个敌基督。
He is the Antichrist.
他是那个大罪人。
And he is the great sinner.
以色列要受逼迫，有大灾难。
And Israel will suffer persecution and desolation.
这就好像马太福音二十四章十五节所讲的话。
This is like it says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 15.
那是主说的。
And this is what the Lord said.
你们看那毁坏可憎的站在圣地。
Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place.
那时候他要叫人来拜那个兽像，拜他的像。
This is when the Antichrist will ask people to worship the beast.
而且呢，如果你手上没有印记，你不能做买卖的。
And that if you do not have the mark, you will not be allowed to trade.
那时候有两种人要受很大的逼迫。
And at this time, two types of people will be persecuted.
一个就是基督徒，一个就是犹太人。
One will be Christians, and the other will be Jews.
这个时候就好像耶利米书三十章第七节所讲的雅各家的灾难。
And this is what is mentioned in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. It is the time of Jacob's trouble.
你知道许多人要被杀。
Many will be killed.
这个时候根据撒加利亚书告诉我们。
It mentions in Zechariah chapter 14.
主要降临在橄榄山上。
The Lord will descend on the Mount of Olives.
有一个泉源要来洗净他们所有的罪。
There will be a fountain that cleanses them of sin.
那时候他们看见弥赛亚就是他们在所钉在十字架上所砸的人。
The Israelites will see that the Messiah is the one they crucified on the cross.
所以他们就痛苦。
So they will mourn for him.
那时候以色列全家要得救。
And all of Israel will be saved.
而且主要呼召他的选民回来。
And they will be called from all corners of the earth.
所以这是神对以色列所定的旨意。
So this is the purpose for Israel.
当然仇敌不甘心。
But the enemy does not want this.
所以仇敌要做破坏的工作。
So he will try and destroy it.
所以你接下来读第十章第一节第二节你就会看见了。
So if you continue to read chapter 10, verse 1 and 2, you will see.
那是发生在古列王第三年的时候。
This happens in the third year of King Cyrus.
他说有事情显给但以理看。这个事情呢是真的，是指着大征战。所以但以理呢就悲伤了三个七日。
And the message was true, one of great conflict, and Daniel mourned for three full weeks.
所以这里又讲到了大征战。
So we see there is a great battle.
然后你读到十二节，第十章十二节。
And in verse 12,
你看但以理在那里祷告，他摸到了神的心意。
Daniel's prayers touches God's heart and
神就马上答应了他。
And God answers him immediately.
但你发觉有了拦阻。
But there are delays.
所以表面上啊，这是一个政治的因素，但事实上呢，确实是一个属灵的事情。
On the surface, you see,
what you see is politics, but behind the delays there are spiritual matters.
因为你读到第十三节的时候，你就发觉这里出现所谓的波斯的魔君。
Because in verse 13 you see that there's a prince of Persia.
当然你也看见以色列他们的天使长米迦勒在这里。
And we also see the chief prince Michael.
当你读到二十节的时候，你又发觉还有希腊的魔君。
But in verse 20 you also see the prince of Greece.
所以你看，表面上是政治，事实上是背后有属灵的征战的。
So on the surface you see politics, but behind the surface you see spiritual warfare.
所以你记得在以弗所书六章十二节那边提到。
So you see in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12.
他说我们不是与属血气的征战啊，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的、以空中属灵气的恶魔征战。
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
那到底这里所提到的征战是什么征战？
So what kind of warfare is this?
到底发生了什么事情？
What happened?
你知道这里所提到的时间是古列王第三年的事情。
We know that this is the third year of King Cyrus.
那古列王三年到底发生了什么事？
So what happened in the first three years of King Cyrus?
所以你必须要读以色列的历史书。
So we must read the history books for Israel.
你如果读以斯拉的时候，你就知道在古列王元年发生了一件事。
If we read the book of Ezra, we see
第一年它发生了一件事。
That the first year, that something happened the first year.
就是古列王允许他们回去建造圣殿。
The first year, King Cyrus allows the Israelites to return to Jerusalem to rebuild their temple.
所以呢，就有一些人回去了。
So a few of them returned.
那第二年呢，他们就把圣殿的根基所做好了。
The second year, they completed the foundation of the temple.
但是接着呢，就有敌人来干扰了。
But afterwards, the enemy interfered.
结果他们就停工，一停呢，停了十五年。
And they stopped their work.And they stopped for 15 years.
所以你看见这背后是撒旦在工作。
So we see that Satan is behind this.
因为如果圣殿建好了。
Because if the temple is rebuilt.
主回来了。
The Lord will return.
撒旦就完了。
And Satan will be over.
所以在这里你就看见了这里有征战的事情发生。
So we see that there is warfare here.
所以你看见但以理他的心情是非常沉重的。
So we see that Daniel's heart is heavy.
但是在第十章也给我们看见很特别的事情。
But we also see in chapter 10 something special.
你如果读到第十章第二十一节。
If we read chapter 10 verse 21.
他提到有一本书叫做真确书。
They speak of a scripture of truth.
什么叫做真确书啊？
What is the scripture of truth?
你就发觉原来啊，地上所发生的事情，是按着天上的旨意来发生的。
We see that everything that happens on earth goes according to the scripture of truth.
所以没有一件事情是偶然的。
So nothing is out of the ordinary.
对，所以最后主一定得胜。
God will succeed.
我现在在圣经里面举一个例子。
So we will now give an example.
怎么样说地上的事情是按照天上的真确书所发生的？
How things on earth will go according to the scripture of truth.
我们刚刚讲到，你知道以色列的复国，这是一个奇迹啊。
We know that the restoration of Israel is a miracle.
1948年它复国了。
In 1948, it was restored.
2000年。王国
2000 years
destroyed.
It was destroyed.
但是呢，你看现在两千年之后它复活。
But after 2000 years, it has been restored.
所以这是一个奇迹。
So this is a miracle.
但是为什么是1948年？
But why is it 1948?
为什么不是1947年？
Why not 1947?
为什么不是1949年？
Or why not 1949?
因为天上记载了1948年。
Because In heaven, it is recorded as 1948.
我们怎么知道？
How do we know?
圣经上的话告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
如果我们读以西结书第四章。
If we read Ezekiel chapter 4,
神叫以西结做了一件很特别的事。
He tells Ezekiel to do something.
他叫以西结往左边躺，躺390天。
He tells Ezekiel to lie on his left side for 390 days.
一天要抵以色列人的罪孽一年。
One day represents one year of Israel's sin.
换句话，在神的眼中，以色列他们得罪神390年。
In other words, Israel had sinned against God for 390 years.
然后现在呢，他要向右边躺卧40天。
And then he was to lay on his right side for 40 days.
一天抵一年。
One day per one year.
换句话说，在神的眼中，犹大得罪他们40年。
In other words, Judah sinned against God for 40 years.
所以你看见，借着他向左边躺和向右边躺了，来代表为他们赎罪。
So Ezekiel took the place of the Israelites. And laid on his left side and on his right side to
for Judah too.
For Judah.
所以总共以色列跟犹大得罪神430年。
So there is a total of 430 years of sin.
可是他们被掳了70年。
But they were in captivity for 70 years.
所以剩下多少年还没有补呢？就360年。
So 360 years remain.
所以他们还需要担负360年的罪。
So they must bear 360 years of sin.
可是很奇妙，如果你读利未记26章18节。
But it is amazing if you read Leviticus chapter 26 verse 18.
那你告诉，神早就预先告诉他们。
God has already told them this.
他如果，哦，你们被掳了。
If they were taken captive.
你们回来还是不肯悔改。
And you will do not.Leave your sin.
要罚他们七倍。
He will punish them seven times more.
所以本来是360年的，现在变成多久呢？2520年。
So what used to be 360 years now becomes 2520 years.
我刚刚讲过，犹太人的一年是360天。
We spoke earlier that the Israelites' calendar is 360 days.
但是我们的日历呢是365又四分之一天。
But our calendar year is 365 and a quarter days.
所以圣经上的2520年换成我们的年是多少呢？2484年。
So the 2520 years now becomes 2484 years.
他们满了70年被释放的时候是主前536年。
The 70 years of captivity.
当他们结束的时候。
When the 70 years of captivity was finished.
是主前536年。
This is 536 BC.
所以你加上2484年。
So if you add 2484 years.
1948年。
It is 1948.
所以你看见神的话非常准确。
So you see that the Lord's words are very exact.
所以地上发生的事情啊，是按照天上的心意来发生的。
So what happens here on earth is what happens according to the heart of God in heaven.
所以我们不要光是看我们的环境。
So we must not only look at our own environment.
我们需要看主。
We must look at God.
那我们会失败。
We will fail.
他永远不会失败。
But he will never fail.
他按着他的旨意来成就他的事情。
He will do things according to his purpose.
但以理现在明白了这一切的事情。
Now that Daniel understands these things.
那神对他有一句话。
God has one word for him.
就是十二章的最后一节。
It is in Daniel chapter 12 verse 13.
他说你且去等候结局，因为你必安歇，到了末期你必起来享受你的福分。
But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of days.
你知道但以理的一生忠心向神。
Daniel was faithful to God his entire life.
现在他的一生快要结束了。
And now that his life is almost over,
神要他安歇。
God wants him to rest.
神说末期的时候你要复活。
And that He will receive his inheritance at the end of days.
他要得他的赏赐。
He will receive his inheritance.
那这多美的一生。
What a beautiful life.
这是我们要学习的。
This is what we must learn.
但神在这个地方也跟我们讲了一句非常重要的话。
But God also tells us a very important thing.
就是第十二章第十节。
Which is in verse, Daniel 12 verse 10.
这是讲到在末时的时候，就是我们这个时候，末时的时候。
This speaks of the end of days, which is our time.
他说到怎么样呢？他说必有许多的人使自己清净洁白，且被熬炼，但恶人仍必行恶，一切恶人都不明白，唯独智慧人能够明白。
Many shall be purified, made white, and refined.But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand.
这里告诉我们什么事情？
What does this tell us here?
他讲到所有的苦难的背后都有他积极的目的。
It tells us that behind suffering there is a positive purpose.
为的是要我们清净洁白而且被熬炼。
It is to purify and refine us.
这里说只有智慧人能够明白
and only the wise can understand this.
而且他们能够接受这样的熬炼
and that they are willing to accept this.
所以弟兄姊妹有的时候我们周围有许多的苦难
So brothers and sisters, oftentimes we have much suffering.
你看我们有的人家里面有很重的苦难
Some of our families have many difficulties.
有的时候在我们的环境上面
Sometimes it is within our environment.
有的是在工作上面。
Sometimes it is at our work.
你会发觉这个整个世界苦难好像越来越重。
And we see that the suffering becomes heavier and heavier.
苦难背后有积极的目的。
But behind the suffering, there is a positive purpose.
只有智慧人能够明白。
And only the wise can understand.
他们愿意接受熬炼。
And they are willing to accept.
用今天我们的话来说。
And in today's words.
舍己。背十字架跟随主。
Is to deny yourself, bear your cross, and follow the Lord.
最后我们来看路加福音二十一章。
Lastly, let us look at Luke chapter 21.
主对我们所讲的一些话。
The Lord tells us some words here.
当主回来的时候要发生什么事情
？What happens when the Lord returns?
路加福音二十一章。二十六节到二十八节。
Luke chapter 21 verse 26 to 28.
天势都要震动，人想起那将要临到世界的事，就都吓得魂不附体。那时他们要看见人子有能力、有大荣耀，驾云降临。一有这些事，你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近了。
Men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, where the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near.
所以在这里呢，有一些鼓励，主有一些鼓励跟警告的话。
So here there are some encouraging words.
就是二十第三十四节到三十六节，他说：“你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们，因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人，你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事。”得以站立在人子面前。
In verse 34 to 36, but take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore, and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
这里告诉我们不要像世人一样贪食醉酒被今生的思虑累住了心。
It tells us not to,
第三十节不要贪食醉酒。
To take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life.
那我们应当要警醒祷告等候主来。
And that we must pray always and wait for the Lord to come.
预备好自己见主。
We must await His coming and prepare ourselves.
但是我们见主面的时候就不至于羞愧。
So that we can present ourselves to the Lord with no shame.
我们低头一些祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你在你即将回来的时候仍然把这一段话传给我们。主，真愿意我们在你面前能够忠心一直到底，好像但以理一样，到有一天我们见你面的时候不至于羞愧，而且我们可以得到该得的赏赐。主，常常保守我们不要像世人一样贪食醉酒，被各样的思虑来累住我们的心，让我们懂得常常彼此劝勉，常常警醒祷告在你的面前。主，我们不会保守我们自己，但是我们知道你会保守我们，让我们把我们自己重新奉献在你的手中，知道我们所信的是谁，也知道你实在是人，保守我们所交托你的一直到拉萨。主，让我们今天在座的每一位弟兄姊妹，主，我们都能够这样子把自己交托在你的手中，蒙你的保守。主，我们见你面的时候能够欢欢喜喜的坦然无惧的见你的面，求你垂听我们从内心深处的祷告，奉主的名。